So today we are diving even deeper and deeper into that sweet nectarian ocean known as the Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, chapter number 15, the Pandavas retire timely, text number
8.
Yat Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yat
Sannidhau
Aham
U
Khandavam
Agnaye
Adam
Indram
Cha
Sa
Amaraganam
Tarasa
Ujitya
Labdha
Sabha
Maya Krita
Adbhuta
Shilpa
Maya
Divya
Adaran
Nirpataya
Balim
Advare
Te. Yat sannidhavaham ukandava agnaye dam.
Yat sannidhavaham ukandava agnaye dam.
Indram sasamaraganam tarasa vijitya.
Indram sasamaraganam tarasa vijitya.
Labdha sabha maya kritadbhuta shilpa maya.
Labdha sabha maya kritadbhuta shilpa maya.
Digbyoharanirpatayo balamadvarete.
Digbyoharanirpatayo balamadvarete.
Yat sannidhavaha mukandava agnaye dam.
Yat sannidhavaha mukandava agnaye dam.
Indram sasamaraganam tarasavajitya.
Indram sasamaraganam tarasavajitya.
Labdha sabha maya kritadbhuta shilpa maya.
Labdha sabha maya kritadbhuta shilpa maya.
Digbyoharanirpatayo balamadvarete.
Digbyoharanirpatayo balamadvarete.
You hold the yo on the... You hold that yo a little longer, it makes it nice. Nirpati yo balamadvarete, like that. Hold the yo out a little bit. Yat sannidhavaha mukandava magnaye dam.
Yat sannidhavaha mukandava magnaye dam.
Indram sasamaraganam charasa vijitya.
Indram sasamaraganam charasa vijitya.
Labdha sapamaya kritadbhuta shilpa maya.
Labdha sapamaya kritadbhuta shilpa maya.
Digbyo haranirpatayo balamadvarete.
Digbyo haranirpatayo.
Yat whose Sannidhau
being nearby
blisko prisustvie
aham
myself
us
ooh. Note of astonishment.
Знак на удивление.
Знак на удивление.
Кандавам.
Кандавам.
The protected forest of Indra, king of heaven.
Защитената гора на небесния цар Индра.
Защитената гора на небесния цар Индра.
Агнее.
Агнее.
Unto the fire god.
Unto the fire god.
На Бога на огъня.
На Бога на огъня.
Adam,
Adam,
delivered,
delivered,
освободи,
освободи.
Indram,
Indram,
Indra,
Indra.
Cha,
Cha,
also,
also.
Също,
Sa,
Sa,
along with,
along with.
Заедно с,
заедно с.
Amaraganam,
Amaraganam,
the demigod,
the demigod.
Полубоговете.
Tarasa,
Tarasa,
with all dexterity, Vijitya,
Vijitya,
having conquered,
having conquered,
Labdha,
Labdha,
having obtained,
having obtained,
Spechelich,
Spechelich,
Sabha,
Sabha,
assembly house,
assembly house.
Сградата за съвещание.
Сградата за съвещание.
Майя Крита.
Майя Крита.
Built by Maya.
Built by Maya.
Построена от Maya.
Адабуто.
Адабуто.
Very wonderful.
Very wonderful.
Много удивително.
Много удивително.
Шилпа.
Шилпа.
Art and workmanship.
Art and workmanship.
Умение и сръчност.
Умение и сръчност.
Maya.
Maya.
Potency.
Potency.
Могъщество.
Могъщество.
Дигбия.
Дигбия.
From all directions.
From all directions.
От всички посоки.
От всички посоки.
Ахаран.
Ахаран.
Collected.
Collected.
Събраха.
Събраха.
Нрипатая.
Нрипатая.
All princes.
All princes.
Всички принцове.
Всички принцове.
Балам.
Балам.
Балим.
Балим.
Presentations.
Presentations.
Дарове.
Дарове.
Адвере.
Адвере.
Брат.
Брат.
Донесени.
Донесени.
Тей. Your.
Your.
Твоите.
Твоите.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because he was near me, it was possible for me to conquer with great dexterity the powerful king of heaven, Indradev, along with his demigod associates, and thus enable the fire god to devastate the Kandava forest. And only by his grace was the demon named Maya saved from the blazing Kandava forest. And thus we could build our assembly house of wonderful architectural workmanship, where all the princes assembled during the performance of the Raja Suya Yagya and paid you tributes.
Тъй като той бе близо до мен, аз ловко можах да победя могъщият небесен цар Индра Дева и полубоговете, които го придружаваха, и с това да помогна на Бога на огъня да опустоши гората Кандава. Само по неговата милост демонът Майя бе спасен от пламъците в гората Кандава, след което построи с необикновено архитектурно умение сградата ни за съвещание, където по време на извършването на Раджа Суя Ягия се събраха всички принцове и ти поднесоха дарове.
Purport. The demon Mayadhanava was an inhabitant of the forest Kandava, and when the Kandava forest was set on fire, he asked protection from Arjuna. Arjuna saved his life, and as a result of this, the demon felt obliged. He reciprocated by building a wonderful assembly house for the Pandavas, which attracted the extraordinary attention of all state princes. They felt the supernatural power of the Pandavas, and thus, without grudge, all of them submitted and paid tribute to the emperor. The demons possess wonderful and supernatural powers to create material wonders, but they are always disturbing elements of a society. The modern demons are the harmful material scientists who create some material wonders for disturbance in the society. For example, the creation of nuclear weapons has caused some panic in human society. Maya was also a wonderful Maya was also a materialist like that, and he knew the art of creating such wonderful things, and yet Lord Krishna wanted to kill him. When he was chased by the fire and by the wheel of Lord Krishna, he took shelter of such a devotee as Arjuna, who saved him from the wrath of the fire of Lord Krishna. Devotees are therefore more merciful than the Lord, and in devotional service, the mercy of a devotee is more valuable than the mercy of the Lord. Both the fire and the Lord ceased from chasing the demon as soon as both of them saw that the demon was given shelter by such a devotee as Arjuna. This demon, feeling obliged to Arjuna, wanted to do some service to him to show his gratefulness. But Arjuna declined to accept anything from him in exchange. Lord Sri Krishna, however, being pleased with Maya for his taking shelter of devotee, asked him to render service unto King Yudhisthira by building a wonderful assembly house. The process is that by the grace of the devotee, the mercy of the Lord is obtained, and by the mercy of the Lord, a chance to serve the Lord's devotee is obtained. The club of Bhishma Dev was also a gift of Maya Danava.
Коментар. Демонът Майя Данава живее в гората Кандава.
Ом акьяна тибаранда гагананжана шалакая чакшурун милитам йена тасмай шри гурве нама шри чайтанья манобиштам штапитам йена бутале Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, sometimes it's very difficult to get the mercy of Krishna. We see many times that's the case. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation. Sometimes it was also difficult to get his mercy as well. Just consider the case of Jagai Madai. Lord Chaitanya invoked the Sudarshan Chakra. He wanted to kill them immediately. But because Lord Nityananda gave his mercy, they were spared. So, similarly, we see that Krishna sometimes, in this pastime, he was wanted to kill that Maya Danava. But because of the mercy of Arjuna, he was spared. So this is the secret of success in spiritual life. If you want to get the mercy, then you have to get the mercy of the devotee. As we were explaining the other day, by getting Radharani's mercy, then we can get Krishna's mercy. Therefore we chant Hare Krishna. We first call for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Mother Radharani. Ramanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. After wandering throughout the multi-planetary systems, higher planets, lower planets, throughout the entire Brahmanda, the entire universe, one person who is very fortunate, Kona Bhagavanji, Bhagyavanji, one fortunate person, Guru Krishna. First it says Guru Krishna Prasade. First it says Guru, and then it says Krishna. So that mercy of Guru, that mercy of the pure devotee is very important.
Планети,
първо, как се казва този стих, Гуру Кришна. Първо с Гуру, почат милост е почат Кришна.
Srila Prabhupada always quoted the English proverb, if you love me, love my dog.
Srila Prabhupada обича да цитира тази поговорка, ако искаш да ме обичаш, трябва да обичаш първо моето куче.
Sometimes the master is very difficult to approach.
Понякога е много трудно да се обърнем директно към господаря.
Just imagine if Mr. Bill Gates came to Sofia to attend some big conference.
Представете си, ако мистер Бил Гейтс дойде в София да присъства някаква конференция.
And you were in chanting your japa, you're on a japa walk in the park.
И вие сте на джапа ход в парка.
And you noticed, oh, Mr. Bill Gates is here in Sofia today.
И вие забелязвате, oh, Mr. Bill Gates е дошъл в София.
Let me distribute him a book.
Нека да му разпространя една книга.
If he becomes a devotee, then all the financial problems of ISKCON will be solved.
Ако той стане преданник, всички финансови проблеми на ISKCON ще бъдат разрешени.
But he's surrounded by so many bodyguards.
И той е обграден от толкова много телохранители.
So how will you approach Mr. Bill Gates?
Как може да се обърнете към мистер Бил Гейтс?
But he just happens to be walking his dog that morning.
Но представете си, точно тази сутрин той се разхождаше своето куче.
Sometimes the master will walk the dog holding the leash. And sometimes he will release the dog from the leash and let him run freely also. So just so happened that that morning when you were there in the park that the Mr. Bill Gates was letting the dog run freely.
Имате късмета, че кучето на Бил Гейтс се разхождат свободно.
And that somehow that dog, and he was running freely, he came close to you.
И по някакъв начин това куче се приближило до вас.
And you called the dog, come here boy.
И ви викате кучето, ела тук.
And the dog, he became attracted to you, patted the dog on the head, oh, you're a nice doggy.
И кучето се приближава, почва да върти пачки и гали по полу.
And the dog likes you very much.
Кучето ви хареса много.
So now Bill Gates, he's looking around. Where is my dog? And he sees your dog has, his dog has made friends with you. So now he has to come over and meet you. Because his dog likes you. So in this way, if you can get the mercy of Krishna's devotee,
този начин вие може да получите милостта на
Then you can get the mercy of Krishna.
И така да получите милостта на Кришна.
Do not try to jump over the head of Guru.
Не се опитвайте да прескочите през главата на Гуру.
And go directly to Krishna.
Отидете директно при Кришна.
Krishna will not accept an upstart.
Кришна няма да приеме някакви натрапници.
You must go through the medium of Guru.
Ви трябва да преминете чрез милостта на Гуру.
Krishna told Arjuna, it's mentioned in the Adi Purana, that one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee. Isn't that surprising? Krishna says, my devotee is not my devotee. Vedi says, the one who is the devotee of my devotee, that one is my devotee.
Този, който е предан на моят предан, всъщност той е мой истински предан.
So, if you want to be a devotee of Krishna,
ако искате да бъдете предан на Кришна,
then you must be the devotee of Krishna's devotee.
Тогава ви трябва да бъдете предани на преданите на Кришна.
Otherwise, Krishna will not accept your service.
В противен случай, Кришна няма да приеме вашето служение.
This is why Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar of Devotion.
Това е причината, поради която Шрила Прабхупада
That without initiation, the connection with Krishna is not made. So this relationship, the guru-disciple relationship, is absolutely essential in spiritual life. Because we cannot approach Krishna directly. But someone must say, well, I'm attracted to Krishna.
Някой обаче може да каже, аз бях привързан, привлечен към Кришна.
I saw a picture of Krishna and then I thought he was so beautiful, so I came to the temple and I decided to become his devotee.
И аз бях много привлечен, отидох в храма и реших да стана преданник на Кришна.
So how you can say that a guru is required? I was directly attracted to Krishna. And decided to become his devotee. Someone may argue like that. But the fact is that if you're actually sincere, in fact, I when I was first living in the temple, I was saying like them. I moved into the temple not to become a devotee, but just to see what I could learn from living in the temple. Just like sometimes a sociologist, he will go to some South Sea island and live with the natives.
Понякога социолозите, те отиват на някой остров в Южните морета и живеят заедно с студентите.
To study their culture.
Да изучат техната култура.
So when I moved into the temple, I did not move in to become a devotee, I just moved in to study the culture of the devotees.
И по същия начин аз отидох в храма, не за да стана предан, а за да изуча културата на преданите.
So I was thinking that, yes, this is very nice, I will be a devotee of Krishna.
И аз мислих, това ще бъде много хубаво.
But I will not become a disciple of Prabhupada.
That'd
be too heavy. Then I had to give up my independence. I can't do whatever I want anymore. I'm just, you know, I'm under some authority. I remember I visited the temple in Berkeley. The in night Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Gurnitai Jagannath Sadbuj Shishi Radhadamara Ki Jai. I visited a temple the year before in 1970 and for taking some prasadam, and one devotee said we have to follow the higher authorities. And I was thinking, oh, what a horrible idea to follow the higher authorities. Sound very scary thing, really fearful thing, to follow the higher authorities. Back in the 60s, we were the hippie movement. Our philosophy was don't trust leaders.
През 60-те години философията на хипи движението, нашата философия беше не се доверявайте на лидери.
That was our philosophy. Don't trust any leaders.
Това беше нашата философия. Не вярвайте на лидери.
So, I thought I would just be a devotee of Krishna.
Yes, мислех, аз просто ще бъда предан на Кришна.
But I will not be the disciple.
Но аз няма да бъда ученик.
But then the devotee showed me in the Bhagavad Gita. All right, you want to be a devotee of Krishna? Well, here's what Krishna says. Tadvadi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastatvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively, render service unto him, the self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
За разбрещистна трябва да се обърнеш към духовен учител, задай му въпроси с мирен и му служи. Себе реализирали си души могат да ти предадат знание, защото те са видели истина.
So anyone who says, yes, I will be a devotee of Krishna.
Всеки може да каже, да, аз ще бъда предан на Кришна.
If they do not surrender at the lotus feet of the spiritual master, then they are not surrendering to Krishna.
No, ако те не се отдадат под силите на земя духовният учител, всъщност те не се отдават на Кришна.
Because Krishna has ordered them to take shelter of the spiritual master.
Защото Кришна заповядва да се приеме подслона при духовният учител.
So whether you approach Krishna or whether you approach Guru, if you do it in all humility, you will become properly situated.
независимо дали се обърнете в началото към гуру или към Кришна, ако го направите с необходимото смирение, тогава ще бъдете правилно установени.
Because if you approach guru, he will tell you to take shelter of Krishna.
Защото ако се обърнете към гуру, гуру ще ви каже да се отдадете на Кришна.
And if you approach Krishna, he will tell you to take shelter of guru.
Ако пък се отдадете на Кришна, Кришна ще ви каже, че трябва да приемете послание при гуру.
So either, whichever way you approach, you will get both of them.
И по какъвто начин да се обърнете в началото, вие ще получите и двете неща, и гуру и Кришна. Двам.
So you cannot separate this principle.
Не може да отделите този принцип.
Even the Christians, they have the same concept.
Дори християните имат същата концепция.
They say, unless you accept Jesus, you cannot go to heaven.
Те казват, ако не приемете Исус, вие не можете да отидете в рая.
Jesus is guru.
Исус е гуру.
And Krishna is the father in heaven.
А Кришна е бащата в рая.
So actually it is the same concept.
Всъщност това е същата идея.
The Christians have a very nice philosophy, actually.
Християните всъщност имат много хубава философия.
They demand that you must accept guru.
Те казват, ти задължително трябва да приемеш гуру.
But their only problem is they eat meat.
Единственият проблем е, че те едат месо.
The double arches.
The double arches.
McDonald's. They're very proud of their McDonald's. We saw McDonald's here in Sofia also.
Те са много горди с техния McDonald's. Ние видяхме McDonald's дори тук в София.
They're very proud of spreading McDonald's all over the world.
Те са много горди, че са разпространили McDonald's по целия свят.
This is their Christianity. So, the Bible says thou shalt not kill.
Библията се казва, не убивай.
So, if they want to eat meat,
ако те искат да ядат месо,
then let the poor animal die naturally.
Тогава поне нека да оставят, да умре.
And then you can eat without any sin.
Естествено, и тогава може да ядете месо без да извършите никакъв грях.
The cows are all there, whether you kill them or they die naturally, they will all die sooner or later. So why not let them die peacefully and then you can eat the flesh after they die naturally? But they're so impatient, they say, no, we want the cow flesh when the cow is young and healthy.
Те са толкова нетърпеливи, те казват, не искаме плътта на кравата, докато тя е млада и здрава.
We do not want to wait for the cow to die when it's old.
Не искаме да чакаме кравата да умре и да ядем месото.
So in this way they lose their purity.
И по този начин те губят своята чистота.
They say that they will go to heaven because they accept Jesus.
Те казват, ние ще отидем в рая, защото ние приемаме Исус.
They say that they will go back to the kingdom of God because they have accepted Jesus. But we have some bad news for them. In the kingdom of heaven you will not find McDonald's. Even if they somehow went to the kingdom of heaven. They would say, oh, it's so wonderful to be here with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But then when they get hungry, they will look around, where is McDonald's? I don't see any McDonald's here. How will I get my double cheeseburger?
Как ще се снабдя с моят боен чизбургер?
I guess I'll have to go back to Sofia.
Предполагам, че ще трябва да се върна обратно в София.
So in this way, actually, they are not qualified to go.
И в този начин, всъщност, те не са квалифицирани да се върнат обратно в
София. If you have any desire for material sense gratification,
ако имате някакво желание за материално сетивно наслаждение,
that desire cannot be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Това желание не може да бъде осъществено в Божията царство.
That desire will oblige us to take birth again in this material world.
Това желание ще ни принуди да приемем раждане отново тук в материалния свят.
Therefore we must become absolutely free from all material desires.
Затова ние трябва да станем абсолютно свободни от всички материални желания.
Even the subtle ones.
Дори фините
награди. Those are the tricky ones.
Те са
tricky. Difficult.
Трудни за премахване.
The subtle ones are the ones that are very difficult to give up.
Фините материални желания много трудно да бъдат изоставени.
It's hard to recognize them.
Трудно е те да бъдат разпознати.
It's easy to say, well, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. It's easy. It's cut and dried. It's very simple to see what it is.
Тези четири принципа, които ние следваме, те са лесни за разпознаване, лесни да се разберат.
But the desire to be adored.
Но желанието да бъдеш уважаван.
That's a very subtle desire.
Много фино желание.
And that's not an easy one to even recognize it sometimes.
То не е лесно дори да бъде забелязано понякога.
So we have, that's why we have to surrender to a spiritual master.
Затова ние трябва да се отдадем на духовния учител.
You see, it's very easy to be happy and enlivened when somebody is glorifying you. Oh, you're so nice, you're so wonderful.
Много е лесно да бъдеш щастлив, когато някой те възхвалява.
You're so intelligent.
Ти си толкова прекрасен, толкова интелигентен.
You sing such nice kirtan.
Ти пееш толкова cool.
You do such nice service in the kitchen.
Твоето служение в кухнята е първокласен.
See, it's very easy to be inspired and enlivened when you're being glorified and worshipped, adored.
Е лесно да бъдеш ентусиазиран тогава, когато те възхваляват.
When someone says, you're a rascal, why are you prepped up? Why do you have that attitude?
Обаче ако някой ти каже, ти си негодник, защо си надут? Защо имаш този неправилен?
Do we like to hear that?
Обичаме ли да чуваме това?
No. We don't like to hear that.
Ние не искаме да чуваме това.
But the spiritual master, he will tell us that.
Но духовният учител ще ни каже точно това.
When he sees that we have some, you know, some dirt in our heart, it's his duty to cut it out.
Когато той види, че имаме някакви замърсявания в сърцето, неговото задължение е да ни каже, да ни посочи.
That is called sadhu.
Това се нарича sadhu.
Sadhu means a saintly person.
Sadhu означава свята личност.
But it has, the word sadhu has another meaning also.
Но думата sadhu има и друго значение.
To cut.
Да режеш.
Sadhu is like a knife. He's like a knife cutting the dirt out of the heart.
Sadhu като нож, той изрязва мръсните неща от нашето сърце.
So if I told you today it's time for open heart surgery, you come upstairs and I give you some open heart surgery. Are you ready?
Ако примерно ти кажа, ето днес е ден, в който аз искам да ми направя операция на сърцето, трябва да изрежа нещо там. Вие ще се съгласите ли?
So that is the guru-disciple relationship.
Това е взаимоотношението guru-disciple.
Maybe the disciple is happy. Yes, you cut all the dirt out of my heart, Guru Maharaj.
Ученикът трябва да каже, да, изрежи, изчисти всички мръсни неща от моето сърце.
I don't care how painful it is.
Не ме интересува колко ще ме боли.
I'm ready.
Аз съм готов.
So this is why a guru is a very essential thing, because as a person unto whom we can fully surrender ourselves.
Това гуру е толкова важно, толкова важен принцип. Това е лично принцип, това е личност, на която трябва напълно да се отдаде.
We have our Diksha Guru.
Ние имаме нашия Diksha Guru.
And if we can also have Siksha Gurus, that's even better thing, because then we can have many people that can help us.
И ако имаме също Siksha Gurus, тогава това е дори още по-добре, защото тогава имаме повече личности, които могат да ни помогнат.
The Diksha Guru is one.
Diksha Guru е един.
But Siksha Guru can be many.
Но Siksha Guru те могат да бъдат много.
So the more we can find senior devotees that we trust and we can submit ourselves to, that is better for our spiritual life.
И колкото повече старши предани намерим, които да можем да се доверим и да се отдадем, толкова по-добре.
I have many senior godbrothers in ISKCON that I very much take shelter of and feel blessed by their association, and I'm willing to take correction from them also.
Лично аз имам много такива духовни братия, с които съм много щастлив да общувам и които аз приемам за наставници и съм много щастлив, когато те ме поправят.
There's three types of relationships we have amongst devotees.
Между предните има три вида взаимоотношения.
There are devotees who are more advanced than us.
Има преданни, които са по-напреднали от нас.
Devotees who are equally as advanced as us.
Преданни, които са напреднали толкова, колкото ние сме напреднали.
And devotees who are less advanced than us.
И преданни, които са начинаещи, те не са толкова напреднали, колкото ние.
We have to master the art of how to associate with each of the three types of devotees in the proper way.
Ние трябва да владеем изкуството как да общуваме по правилен начин с всичките три типа предани.
For those devotees who are more advanced than us,
тези, които са по-напреднали от нас,
we should eagerly receive them with our obeisances at their feet.
Ние трябва с голямо желание да отдаваме своите почитания от техните нозе.
We should inquire from them submissively.
Ние трябва с смирение да задаваме въпроси.
And serve them with love.
И да им служим с любов.
And devotees who are equally advanced,
тези, които са на нашето ниво,
we make very good friendship. We share our realizations with them. We serve them with love. We also offer our obeisances to them as well.
Ние трябва да се сприятелим с тях, трябва да споделяме, да разкриваме ума си, трябва да им служим с любов и също така да им даваме своите почитания.
Devotees who are less advanced, we very, very, very kind upon them.
Тези, които са начинаещи, които не са толкова напреднали, колкото ние.
We should be very, very merciful to them and help them to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Трябва да бъдем много милостиви към тях и да им помагаме да напреднат в Кришна съзнание.
This sadhu sangha or association of devotees is actually the very most important thing in our Krishna consciousness.
Sadhu sangha, общуването с преданите, е най-важното нещо в нашето движение.
Sadhu sangha, sarva shastri kai, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai. Chaitanya Charitamrita. That one moment's associate is declared in all the scriptures. That by one moment's association with the sadhus, the devotees of the Lord,
че само един момент общуване с садо, предани на Бога,
one can achieve all perfection.
Човек може да постигне всички съвършенства.
So we have to never take the association of the devotees for granted.
Никога не трябва да приемем общуването на преданите за нещо евтино.
We should always realize how fortunate we are.
Винаги трябва да реализираме колко сме щастливи.
To be in the association of devotees. Just imagine a man who is lost in the desert.
Представете си човек, който се изгубил в пустинята.
He's wandering for days. He's suffering from starvation.
Той се скита с дни и страда от гладуване.
He's suffering from dehydration.
И много жаден.
He's almost dead.
Той е почти мъртъв.
And then he happens to wander upon an oasis.
И изведнъж стига до oasis.
Where there is food available and there is unlimited clear drinking water available.
Където има много храна и много чиста вода.
How much relief he is getting from that oasis, we can imagine.
Може да си представим какво огромно облегчение изпитва този човек.
So, this material world is a desert.
И по същия начин, този материален свят е една пустиня.
And whenever we come upon an ISKCON center, or an ISKCON sangha, the place where ISKCON devotees live, like householders, they have a sangha, they make their home into a temple. That's also an ISKCON sangha, a place where ISKCON devotees associate.
Или ISKCON sangha, място, където предано даваме ISKCON общуват, както, например, семейните, те имат техните домове са храмове.
Whenever we come to an ISKCON temple or an ISKCON sangha, that place is an oasis in the desert.
Винаги, когато влезем в храм на ISKCON или в такъв проповеднически център, това е като оазис в пустиня.
In that place we can drink the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Machchita madgata prana bodhiyantak parasparam katayantashchamam nityam tashyantacha vramantacha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. Ramanti cha means they enjoy like anything. So actually there's nothing more relishable than sitting around and talking about Krishna. Of course we have to do some work also. Especially today we have much work to do for Ratha Yatra. But the fact is that to hear and chant the glories of Krishna is the topmost pleasure.
Но факт си остава факт, да се слуша и изпява славата на Кришна е най-висшето служение.
If it were not, how Parikshit Maharaj can sit for 7 days just hearing about and asking about Krishna?
Ако това не беше така, как е възможно Махарджа Парикшит да седи 7 дена и да слуша славата на Кришна?
He didn't take a nap even.
Той дори не си подремнал малко.
He didn't even take one bite of prasadam.
Дори една хапка прасадам не приел.
He didn't even take any water. He simply sat for 7 days with great attention and heard Bhagavatam. From the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. So in this way, if we can develop the mood of Parikshit Maharaj, hearing with rapt attention, then we can easily capture the mercy of the spiritual master. You know, that's how Prabhupada got the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Simply by enthusiastic hearing, he got the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You may know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he spoke with very elevated English. The materialistic Deminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat. In this way he would speak. Very, very high level English he would speak. Even native speakers don't know what he's talking about. I have to get one of those big unabridged dictionaries and look up all the words. What is he talking about? I've never heard that word before. So he would speak in this way with very, very high level English. On the level of an Oxford scholar. So the disciples mostly didn't know what he was talking about. And even Prabhupada often didn't know what he was talking about. So anyway, one evening in Vrindavan, there was some Pandal program. And how many of you have been to Vrindavan? Let's see a show of hands. One, two, three. So you know what it in Sofia, the nightlife means all the nightclubs and the movie theaters and the bars, discotheques. But in Vrindavan, what is the nightlife?
Всички ви знаете какво представлява софийският нощен живот с баровете, дискотеките. А какво представлява нощен живот в Вриндаван?
Darshan. In the night in Vrindavan, everybody goes for darshan. You go this, you go to Krishna Balaram, they go to Krishna Balaram, they may go to Banki Bihari, go to this temple. The nightlife in Vrindavan is darshan. You go for Radha Raman darshan, this darshan, that darshan. That's called nightlife in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan is darshan. You go ние да дадем Кришна
Бога. It was the evening time, and it was a time when all the darshans were open. So there was some choice. You could hear Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur speak, or you could go for darshan. And most of the disciples, they went for darshan. They did not stay to hear Guru Maharaj speak because it's, they can't understand half of what he's saying anyway. So there was only a small number of there to hear what Bhakti Siddhanta was going to say. And one of them was one young Bengali householder. His name was Abhay Charan Day. And he was sitting there just listening. He said, I would understand, I would not understand, but I would go on listening to Guru Maharaj. So shortly after that time, it was recommended in Allahabad that this Abhay Babu, he's a very nice devotee, will you accept him as disciple?
Малко след това в Алахабад този Абай Бабу бил препоръчен за посвещение.
And Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, yes, this boy hears very nicely.
И Бхакти Сиддханта Махарадж казал, да.
So I will accept him as my disciple.
Там че слуша много внимателно и аз ще го приема.
So this is the key. If you have a guru and you're hankering to become the disciple of that guru.
Това е ключът към успеха, ако вие сте станете ученик на него.
This is the secret of success of how to attract his mercy. Whenever he is speaking, you must be very, very, very eager to hear. So Prabhupada said that because I heard very nicely, now I can speak very nicely. So if you have any desire to be a powerful preacher, to push forward this Krishna consciousness movement with great determination, with great enthusiasm and with patience, then all you have to do to make your desire come true is to hear with great enthusiasm. From your spiritual master, from your spiritual masters, and from the Vaishnavas, and from the Shastra, Prabhupada's books. We have three things: Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra. Srila Prabhupada is fully manifested in the form of his books. So he is Shastra. Actually, that is the real center of everything. It's Prabhupada's books are the actual center. Prabhupada says that. The Guru is not the center. The Shastra is the center. So the actual center of our spiritual lives, that is Prabhupada's books. But the spiritual master, he is a manifestation also. There is book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam. So that person are persons whose lives are the living embodiment of the Bhagavatam. We also take shelter of them. So, are there any questions? Yes.
First question. why Maya Danava is called a demon, although he took shelter in Arjuna?
Because of his activities, up until that time, he was always acting as a demon, therefore he was called a demon.
Заради неговите дейности до този момент, той винаги действал като демон, затова бил наричан демон.
So why is he called a demon after he took shelter? That's the question. Just like many, I think we were all demons, weren't we? And we took shelter of pure devotee, and now we're called devotees. So why was he still called a demon even after he surrendered? I mean, Jagai and Madai were demons.
Значи, може би въпросът е защо той е наричан демон след като е приел послан при Арджуна.
Did not, but now we worship them as the greatest devotees. We even sing, their names are even sung. That's sung. Jagai Madai. And the Hari Hari people, they sung. We are singing their names. Jagai Madai.
Както ние също сме били тия демони преди да се присъедини, ние също Jagai Madai са били демони, но след като читаем Хапрабху им дал своята милост, сега ние почитаме като най-велики преродани и дори възприемаме техните имена.
So why are we not singing the name of Maya Danava?
Защо не пеем имената на Maya Danava тогава?
Apparently he remained a demon even though he took shelter. He did some nice service, but apparently he still remained a demon.
Изглежда, че въпреки че Maya Danava извършил някакво служение за Кришна.
Doesn't that happen sometimes? People, some demon made a non-devotee may do some nice service. It's very much appreciated, but still remains a non-devotee.
Въпреки това Maya Danava си останал демон. Това се случва понякога, някои хора отдават служене на Кришна, но си остават така, че не е правилно.
So apparently he remained a non-devotee. But he could be a devotee now after, you know, having done that nice service for the Pandavas. But at the time of these pastimes, he remained, obviously, must have remained a demon. Questions more?
Това, което спомена за християните, че те приемат на Исус като гуру, това може ли да се сравни с религиозната философията, която приемат, че Прабхупад е единственият. Аз приемам Прабхупад за гуру и по този начин не ми е необходим всъщност друг хора
учител. You mentioned about the Christians, that they accept Jesus as their guru. Can we compare this with the religious philosophy?
Vedic?
Ritik.
That we accept Prabhupada like...
Yeah, in some ways they are Ritiks, yeah. That's why they have problems.
In a certain sense, yes, they are Ritik, and that's why they have problems.
Because the actual system is Parampara. They have a so-called Parampara in the Catholic Church. The Pope is supposed to be the living embodiment of Lord Jesus Christ. But the parampara system has been broken. There are so many corrupt popes along the way. But actually, because the Catholics do have some idea of a parampara system, they're actually the most Vedic of all, you know, at least in America. I don't know about Russian Orthodox or Greek Orthodox, but I... In the Western world, you know, in the America side, we see that the Catholics are the most closest Christians to the Vedic culture because they have that concept of the disciplic succession.
In America, аз не знам как е за ортодоксалните християни, но в Америка най-близката до ведическата система е системата на католици, защото те все още имат тази идея за парампара.
But that Ritvic sort of idea is very prominent in Christianity, that you can just, and it's one of the major problems with Christianity, actually.
But тази ритвик концепция е много разпространена сред християните и това е един от основните проблеми при християнството.
The Krishna's, actually one lady asked Prabhupada in London, she said, oh Prabhupada, isn't Swamiji, or whatever she said, isn't the book, isn't just studying the books enough?
Нежна, които казва Шрила Прабхупад, не е ли достатъчно просто да изучаваме книгите?
And Prabhupada said, don't keep a guru in the ear, make a guru concrete. So reading the books is not enough, you have to have a guru also. Prabhupada said, told that lady then. These riptics are very expert at taking things out of context. See, it's very easy to have some philosophy that you want to propagate.
Лесно да имаш някаква философия, която да пропагандираш.
And then to go into Prabhupada's books and take a little piece here, a little piece there to support your philosophy.
И да вземеш книгите на Шрила Прабхупада, да вземеш едно парченце тук, едно парченце там и да подкрепиш своята философия.
Anybody with half a brain who has a, you know, has the Veda base, they can go in and do that.
Всеки, който има половин мозък и има Veda base, може да направи това.
But the difficult thing, or the, which is the most honest thing of integrity, is to just come in with an open heart and say, okay, let me study Prabhupada's teachings in all depth and understand what Prabhupada wants me to do. That's the position of integrity. And if you do that, you'll have to, the Ritviks will have to see that in April of 1975, Prabhupada gave a lecture in Mayapur to all the devotees of the festival. It was a big, huge gathering of all the devotees from the world. And he gave some very powerful points. The Ritvik philosophy is there's only one acharya for the next 10,000 years, and that's Prabhupada. One acharya.
Философията Ритвик е, че в следващите 10,000 години има само един ачария и това е Шрила Прабхупада.
So you know how many acharyas Prabhupada predicted for ISKCON?
Знаете ли колко ачарии Шрила Прабхупада предсказвал за ISKCON?
10 million acharyas.
10 милиона.
10 million acharyas. Prabhupada said. So, this idea of one, the only one acharya is this completely bogus idea, but they support it by a little here, a little there.
Идеята, че ще има само един ачария в следващите 10,000 години, е напълно богус, но те подкрепят с нещо тук и там.
Questions more? Yes.
You said before that
Yeah, he repeated in Bulgarian for you. We will cover you. Thank you for reminding us that we don't want to neglect you.
He's mentioned before in class about subtle desires. Subtle desires.
Yeah.
So, I read somewhere, I don't remember exactly. Can you repeat?
He read somewhere?
No,
in Bulgarian.
Ah, okay.
For the Bulgarian only group.
Сам Кришна Прабху спомена за тези фини материални желания и Пуршотма Прабху казва, аз четох някъде, не си спомням къде.
Yeah, I read somewhere that in Srila Prabhupada's books that as we are engaged in devotion service, all the good qualities they manifest at the same time.
Че когато ние се ангажираме в правилно служене, всички материали, всички добри качества започва да се проявяват.
Transcendental qualities.
Трансцендентални качества започва да се развиват.
Shall we, my question is, shall we give more emphasis somehow to take care about our gross attachments or our material subtle desires first? That's my question.
Моят въпрос е, на кое трябва да обърнем внимание първо, да се обърнем към нашите, да се опитаме да се борим с нашите други материални желания или с нашите фини желания?
Should we just concentrate on doing our service and let the service purify it, or we should focus on getting pure? That's the question, okay. So, every morning we recite the 10 offenses. And we also do our, we also have our service that we do. So the answer is that actually we should simultaneously, enthusiastically perform our service with love. While at the same time we are vigilant to recognize and eliminate our inertas. The train runs on two rails. So we should do both simultaneously. By eliminating the anartas, then our service becomes first class. So in order to do our service in the best possible way, we should be watching out for our anartas and trying to weed them out. And at the same time, if we're just enthusiastic to do our service, then naturally many of those anartas will go away. But sometimes you may have to focus in and see your anartas. Sometimes that may be necessary. Just like even with our normal, with our health, many health problems are automatically taken care of just by, you know, having the proper amount of rest, eating the proper foods, etc.
За повечето здравословни проблеми е достатъчно човек да има здравословен начин на живот, да почива достатъчно, да яде чиста храна.
But sometimes if a health problem becomes acute, then we must go to a doctor and take special medicine for that problem.
Но понякога, ако положението се влуши, ние може да се наложи да отидем при лекар и да приемем някакво лечение, което да е конкретно за този проблем.
So in the same way with our devotional life, not just by enthusiastic kirtan, honoring prasadam, chanting in bliss, these things will normally take care of our anartas. But sometimes we may have some anarta which is problematic, which will require special attention. So when that happens, we can go to our doctor. Our spiritual master is our physician. We can go to him if there's some specific problem we're trying to overcome, we're not able to do that, we can get his help.
И ако има някакъв специфичен проблем, който ние не сме в състояние да решим, може да отидем при него и да го помолим за помощ.
Questions more? She's yielded to you, okay.
Sorry, right. One point on this. Right. Is more important our personal endeavor in devotion service or devotion service itself to cure the problem?
What was the second? Our devotional service?
Yeah. Is our personal endeavor the most important thing?
Or?
The devotional service itself on that curing problem.
Devotional service itself?
Yeah, will cure.
Huh?
What is more important? The devotional service or our personal?
Or personal endeavor in devotional service or only devotional service itself?
Well, devotional service is Bhakti Devi. So, pure devotional service is already there. The trouble is we're not connected with it right now. That's the problem.
So he wants to translate the question. What is the more
Сандършан първо казвам, че правилното служене само по себе си е много могъщо.
So devotional service is there and we are here with some separation between us and devotional service right now, because we're still caught up in sense gratification. So
Преното служене е вече тук, но и ние сме тук, но има някаква преграда между нас заради желанието за стил наслаждение.
We have to make the endeavor to become to engage ourselves in pure devotional service. We have to make that endeavor.
Ние трябва да направим усилия да се ангажираме в чисто правилно служене.
Servant we are.
Ние сме слуги вече.
So we can choose to be servant of Krishna or servant of Maya.
Може да изберем дали сме слуги на Кришна или слуги на Майя.
We have become addicted to be Maya's servants.
Ние сме пристрастени към служенето на Майя.
So, in the stage of sadhana bhakti, we must make endeavor.
На нивото на sadhana bhakti ние сме длъжни да правим усилия.
Do we wake up automatically or do we need an alarm clock?
Автоматично ли се събуждаме по естествен начин или имаме нужда от будилник?
So we have to make that endeavor.
Трябва да направим това усилие.
But then that Prabhupada didn't need an alarm clock.
Prabhupada нямаше нужда от будилник.
Well, in this way we have to train ourselves gradually and come to the point of spontaneous love. Even the pure devotees who have reached the platform of pure spontaneity, they still follow the rules and regulations to set an example for us.
Дори тези предани, които са достигнали до нивото на спонтанната любов към Кришна, те продължават да следват правилата, за да може да дадат пример за нас.
So the rules and regulations are not eliminated at any stage.
Правилата и ограниченията те не са елиминирани на нито едно ниво от развитието на бак.
Even for the advanced devotee who doesn't need them, he still follows them.
Дори непреналите вайшнави, които не ги нямат нужда от тях, те продължават да ги следват.
So rules and regulations means endeavor for us.
За нас означава усилие.
It's not our natural tendency is to slip down into rajagun tamagun.
Нашата естествена тенденция е да сме в ражи тамагун.
But that's not our original natural tendency.
Но всъщност това не е нашата изначална тенденция.
Our original natural tendency is pure bhakti.
Нашата позиция изначално е чистата бхакти.
But we've developed a contaminated consciousness by contact with the material nature.
Но ние сме развили замърсено съзнание чрез контакта с материалната енергия.
And in that contaminated state, our natural proclivity is to gravitate towards tamagun and rajagun.
И в обусловено състояние, естествената ни склонност е да сме в раджа или тамагун.
So it takes an endeavor to get back to our original, pure, devotional mood.
Иска се усилие, за да можем да се върнем обратно към нашето изначално настроение на служение.
Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astiram. We have that chant, that flickering mind, we have to grab it and bring it back. Why did Bhakti Siddhanta...
Ние имаме този неспокойно, трябва винаги да го обръщаме обратно.
Why did Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati say you should beat your mind with shoes 100 times in the morning? And with broomstick 100 times in the evening. That means we have some serious endeavoring to do. To curb down that rajagun tamagun tendency. Actually, Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness, is simply material goodness cleansed of all tendencies towards rajagun tamagun.
Shuddha Sattva е всъщност материалната сатва гуна, която е изчистена напълно от всички следи на раджа и тамагуна.
When you become solidly situated in the mode of material goodness,
когато вие се установите в гуната на доброто, материалното добро,
and you free yourself of absolutely every tinge of passion and ignorance.
И се освободите напълно от всички остатъци на раджа и тамагуна.
Then you have achieved pure goodness.
Тогава вие сте постигнали чистото добро.
There is impure goodness and pure goodness.
Има чисто добро и нечисто добро.
The mode of goodness is impure goodness. A devotional service is pure goodness. So we must endeavor to purify the mode of goodness of all tinges of passion and ignorance.
Трябва да се опитваме да пречистиме гуната на доброто от всички следи на невежество и страст.
It's not always easy.
Това не е лесно.
But it's well worth it.
Но си заслужава.
It's the ultimate payoff. In the material world, people endeavor to acquire as much overlordship as possible.
В материалния свят хората се опитват да натрупат колкото може повече власт.
Both subtle and gross. But a devotee actually becomes the owner of God. He actually, a devotee becomes, in one sense, is becomes the supreme proprietor of everything. Because that person, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Saravaloka Maheshwaram, that person who owns everything and controls everything, he becomes your personal property.
Защото тази личност, която контролира и притежава всичко, става лична собственост на преднодание.
The pure devotee becomes the controller of the supreme controller.
Чистият преднодание става господар на върховния господар.
He becomes the owner of the supreme owner. So how the pure devotee...
Господар на върховния господар.
So how the pure devotee can be lacking in anything?
Така че как чистият преднодаен може да изпитва липса на каквото и да е?
He can never be lacking in anything.
Той не може да му липсва нищо.
Do you understand this, Mohini Murti? Very good. The pure devotee cannot be lacking in anything.
Чистият преднодаен на него не му липсва нищо.
Any other question? You had a question.
How we can recognize in ourselves the false humility?
Yes, there's a very nice example of false humility. One time a disciple wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm your most fallen disciple. Prabhupada wrote back, you're not the most anything. You are simply insignificant. So that we have to, we think, yes, I am the most fallen. And we're proudly thinking, oh, I'm so humble because I think I'm the most fallen. I'm more humble than all the other devotees. Just see how the false pride can sneak in. Yes, I'm more humble than the other devotees. You're a puffed up rascal. Actually, the pure devotee, the Uttama Adhikari devotee, he is on the perfection of bhakti. He truly feels himself to be a non-devotee. He perceives every other jiva throughout the entire existence as being a pure devotee. Except for himself, whom he considers to be the most abominable demon. That is the humility of the Uttama Adhikari. So we have to understand what is humility. If you're not willing to take correction, if you're not willing to be rectified or have your faults pointed out by senior devotees,
ако не сте съгласни с това, вашите грешки да бъдат поправени от по-напредналите вишнави,
then your conception you have of being humble is a false conception.
Тогава вашата концепция за това, че вие сте смирени, е фалшива.
If we're actually humble, when the devotees want to point out to us our many, many faults and our discrepancies, we'll be very, very joyful to have them point out to us our faults and our discrepancies.
Ако наистина сме смирени, тогава, когато вайшнавите ни посочат нашите недостатъци, тогава ние би трябвало да сме много щастливи.
That is that's actual humility.
Това е истинското смирение.
When you're willing to be shown by senior devotees how puffed up and contaminated you actually are.
Тогава, когато ти искаш да старшите преноданни да ти покажат колко надут и
then you're developing genuine humility. Questions, Mara?
Is it absolutely necessary to fulfill the material desires in order to get purified from them?
No.
Ne.
Give up those rascal material desires.
Изостави тези негодни материални желания. How we can just give them up?
Desire is not given up.
Желанието не се изостави.
You have to fill your heart with spiritual desires.
Сърцето трябва да бъде изпълнено с духовни желания.
Desire is a concomitant factor of the living being.
Желанието е нещо типично за живота.
The Mayavadis and the Buddhists, they want to give up desire.
Майявадите и будистите, те искат да се отърват изцяло, напълно от желанието.
But they cannot do so.
Но те не могат да направят това.
Artama Krishna Goswami, he tells the story of how before he came to this movement, he was living in the forest, eating only brown rice.
Тамал Кришна Махарадж разказва как преди да се присъедини, той живее в гората и се хранил само с кафяв рис.
He wanted to give up the desire for sense gratification, so he was eating only brown rice.
Той искал да изостави желанието за стимулно наслаждение и затова се хранил само с кафяв рис.
Feeling himself to be an advanced yogi, he was living in the forest, eating only brown rice.
Чувствал като много напреднал йоги, който живее в гората и яде само кафяв рис.
But then sometimes it was just too much and he would come into the city.
Но понякога, когато вече му идвало малко повече.
And he would go to Baskin Robbins ice cream shop.
Отивал в града и се запил в
And he would eat big quantity of ice cream.
И изяждал големи количества сладолед.
So, if you want to give up material desires, don't just try to give them up only. That will not work.
Ако искате да се отървете от материалните желания, не се опитвайте просто да ги отрежете.
You must fill your heart with spiritual desires.
Сърцето трябва да бъде изпълнено с духовни желания.
Do you desire for Krishna?
Желаеш ли за Кришна?
Is your heart full of desires for Krishna?
Пълно ли сърцето с желания за Кришна?
Tell me, yes or no? So now you must fill your heart with desires for Krishna's service. You must have so many desires for serving Krishna that you don't have enough, that a million years is not enough time to fulfill all those desires. Your heart must be overflowing with desires to serve Krishna.
Сърцето трябва да е препълнено с желания за служене на Кришна.
And then no material desires can touch your heart.
Тогава никакви материални желания не могат да докоснат твоето сърце.
You do not have to fulfill any material desire.
не трябва да изпълняваш никакви материални желания. Не е задължително, не е необходимо.
You simply have to become full of unlimited spiritual desires.
Просто трябва да бъдеш пълен с безкрайно много духовни желания.
Next question. Now Mahini, Mahini Murthy back there. You'll be after her.
Ти ще бъдеш, ние ще бъдеш след нея.
Was it, you say a great devotee?
Yes.
Extend, does it mean an extended capacity to serve?
Or just extended surrender.
Extended?
Or it means just the extent of surrender.
Extended surrender?
Extend.
The extent of surrender. What is the meaning of a great devotee? Repeated in Bulgarian.
Какво означава да си велик предан? Това означава ли... Я ти го преведи това.
Prabhupada said that... Prabhupada described... Go ahead, go ahead.
I think...
Какво означава да бъдеш велик предан? Означава ли това да си с по-разширени възможности за служене, дори в материална гледна точка, или това означава степента, в която си отдаден?
Great devotee is a very simple thing.
Велик преданост е много просто нещо.
Prabhupada said it in a very simple way.
Prabhupada го е казал в много по много прост начин.
Just try to understand these deep, very deep and profound words of Srila Prabhupada.
Опитайте се да разберете тези дълбоки думи на Шрила Прабхупада.
Great devotee, Prabhupada described a great devotee as one who is in this mood.
Шрила Прабхупада описа великият преданост като някой, който има следното настроение.
Nothing to purchase except for Krishna.
Да не купуваш нищо друго освен това, което купуваш за Кришна.
That is a great devotee, you see. He has no desire except for Krishna. Doesn't desire anything else. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to purchase except Krishna. That is a great devotee. You can walk away from everything else.
Да, значи, всъщност, моля извинение, аз не го предах правилно. Шрила Прабхупада казва, велик преданост е този, който не иска да купува нищо друго, освен Кришна.
But you cannot walk away from Krishna.
You cannot.
That is a great devotee. You're totally sold out to Krishna.
Не можеш да се отдалечиш от Кришна. Не можеш да се тръгнеш от Кришна. Напълно се отдаде.
Отново
за въпроса за дебирането на духовни учители. Аз съм за първият ми контакт с източна философия, източен духовен живот е още при 40 години от автобиография на един йога на Рамаханса Йогананда. И от тогава знае, че всичко ще ви кажа.
Може би ще по-добре да запроверя, защото след това ще... My first contact with the Eastern philosophy was 40 years ago when I read the book of Paramahamsa Yogananda.
40 години, да.
A book from Yogananda.
Но тогава за мен е навлязла една мисъл, че свързване с духовния учител не е случайен факт, не е факт на случайността. Това е един процес, който си предупреден и можеш да имаш само един учител и можеш да го намериш само в определен момент и на определено място.
Then I understood that the contact with the spiritual master is not by chance, and you can have only one spiritual master, and the moment in which you come in contact with the spiritual master is also very precisely predestined and it's very special.
Okay. Any question?
Да. Какъв е въпросът?
Не е въпросът, да.
Какъв е въпросът?
Въпросът е този. Как може да... дали това е верно и как да разбереш кога е момента и кой е той?
My question is this true and how to understand?
All right, let's take it one question at a time. Yeah, it is true. There's when you actually come in contact with your guru, that is a very special arrangement made by Krishna. Okay, and the next question.
Значи, отговор на първия въпрос е да, това е
Вярно, момента, в който ти влизаш в контакт със своя духовен учител, това е много специален ангажимент от Кришна. Какъв е следващия въпрос?
Как може да разбереш наистина, че това е момента и това е учителът, с който си предопределен да се свърши, само той може да те научи. Аз това знаеш. Само от един духовен учител може да се научиш. Действително да станеш истински духовен човек. Това е.
Second question, how you can understand and be sure that this is the moment and this is the your guru, because I think that there is only one guru that for you that can teach you.
You have to read the books. Otherwise you'll be cheated by a rascal and past so-called guru.
Иначе ще бъдеш измамен от някой негодник или някой така наречен гуру.
You have to study Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Трябва да изучаваш Бхагавад Гита такава каквато е.
So you can recognize who is a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise you'll be cheated. There's so many cheating gurus.
И така ще можеш да разпознаеш кой е истински духовен учител. Иначе ще бъдеш измамен. Има толкова много измамници гуру.
Questions more?
Други въпроси имам.
Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Mantalab Srinath Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Prabhu Ki Jai.
ISKCON Sophia Vaishnavas Ki Jai.